The Mormon Church appears to be trying to come to grips with some of the more uncomfortable parts of its past and even its present. The church has been putting out essays explaining aspects of its history. Last December, an essay addressed the racist policy of not allowing black members of the church into the priesthood until 1979. And last month, the church surprised and, in a lot of cases, annoyed some of its followers by releasing a video explaining temple garments.
Temple garments are worn by adult members of the church who have made sacred promises of fidelity to God's commandments and the gospel of Jesus Christ in temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And now the church has published an essay about its founder, Joseph Smith, confirming that indeed he had been married to up to 40 women, one as young as 14 years old. Colleen McDaniel is a professor of history and religious studies at the University of Utah. She says the church is coming forward now with these revelations in an attempt to reconcile its controversial past.
I think over the years, there's been a lot of scholarship done on early Mormon history and scholarship by historians on polygamy and a variety of other controversial topics in Mormonism. And these scholars, some of whom are within the church and other scholars who are of other different faiths, they present their books. And then Mormons are trying to figure out what is accurate. So I think the church is trying to weigh in and trying to look at the variety of different writings and say, this is what we feel happened.
Do you think that the church is primarily trying to guide members, weigh in on an academic or theological debate, or trying to demystify the church, which certainly has a lot of gazing that goes on from the outside, among non-members?
Certainly, members are curious about what's accurate. Most historians are not surprised by any of these essays. We've all been very aware of these kinds of problems for many, many years. So what's obvious is that people aren't reading our books, which is unfortunate. But what's happening instead is they can read a very short 2-page summary of scholarship that's taken many people many years to put together. These are strong statements by the church. They're statements that people can trust.
This isn't the first essay they wrote, Professor McDaniel. There's another one about Mormon undergarments, which are a topic, you know, of a lot of curiosity, sometimes jokes among people on the outside. What did the church have to say about that?
Over the years, the church has told the members that garments are sacred and they are not to be discussed outside of the temple, and that they are a physical manifestation of the promises that they make to God. And members have been reluctant to talk about that to even to their own friends who are Mormons. But I think most Mormons will have the notion that this is coming from their leaders that they trust, that they believe in, and maybe they don't understand right now why the church is doing this, but as strong, committed Mormons, they'll say, well, we'll trust our leaders.
You mentioned one of the essays on the role of African Americans. The church officially barred African Americans from the priesthood or from leadership positions in the Mormon church until 1979, a racist policy, which the church has revamped, of course, and published an essay on that. How far did that essay go, either within Mormon circles or outside?
What Mormons would say is that God has his own ways and his own timing. And what these articles do is to try to historicize these 19th century rulings, you know, to try to make sense of complicated issues within their own historical context. So as a historian, I'm very excited that these essays are trying to say religion has a context, it has a social context. And of course, in our own day and age, we try not to be racist. We try to understand different communities. But in the 19th century, there were different attitudes and different ways. And so this is really a comments on the importance of history.
Well, Professor McDaniel, given how history evolves and societies evolve, one might expect or hope that the church might next come out with an essay on the role of women in its church. Is that something you expect?
I wouldn't be surprised at all if in the next year or so there is another one of those historical essays on women and the priesthood. Again, looking at it from a historical perspective, I would be shocked if it had anything, if it came to the conclusion that women held a priesthood. I can't imagine that it would be doing that. But at least we'll explain how Mormons understand the priesthood to function and what the theological meanings of priesthood are. So I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened relatively soon.
There are plenty of observers, of course, saying, well, if the church reversed its long history of racism within the priesthood and has been issuing essays on its policies, one on accepting gay people can't be far behind.
I think theologically the issues of homosexuality are much more complicated, and I don't know that there's going to be a pronouncement about, well, we are not going to see that homosexuality is a theological problem. I think there have been many statements by the church concerning how Mormons should treat people who are gay. There's been a strong push to say you need to be opening and welcoming, and you need to be aware of the issues of your family members. I'm a historian. I look in the past, not the future, but I don't see a positive reworking of their position on homosexuality.
It's one thing to educate members of the faith or even people on the outside about controversial topics like racism or even homosexuality. On the other hand, it seems like these essays might be something of a long-term PR effort by the church.
As an educator, I would say there are always controversial things that we do in history that we try to make sense out of historically. Sometimes it doesn't please people. And I would say that these essays are not necessarily PR. I mean, they have dealt seriously with difficult issues. So I think it goes beyond simply public relations. I think there is a serious effort to deal with believers' questions and to address complicated topics.
Well, education leadership, or PR, the essays are coming from the Mormon Church. Colleen McDaniel, professor of history at the University of Utah, thank you for helping us understand them.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.